not a language I recognize.
So this is, this goes on for 17 minutes. And the whole thing is on my premium, which can be yours, for $75 or more. I dream of anal kundalini.
Who wouldn't want that, really?
Oh.
I want it. You better burn me a copy of this. I'm your friend.
Yeah, the little boy voice asking mommy for chocolate is just irresistible.
What language is that, though? Is that English?
No, it's not English. It's the tongue of the gods.
So it's a, okay.
St. Gurmeet Ram Rahim, now in prison or dead, not sure.
What did you go to prison
someone
for?
Someone on the message board wrote, a jaunty little tune to cut your to off to, which exactly is what it is, and it can be yours.
We've gotten some a lot. Yeah, this is the most phone pledges I've ever gotten.
All right. Who do we have to thank?
Wendy in New York.
All right.
Is this New York or Newark? I can't tell. It's anyway, she pledged.
Thank you.
A nice amount. And then Robin in San Francisco.
All right.
So these are another two acolytes of music of mind control.
Thank you. Thanks to everyone. Thanks to those who pledged during the hour, before the hour, and all the hours that are to come. Thanks to the volunteers.
Yes, thank you to the people that are answering the phones.
Thanks to everyone who's answering the phone. If you enjoy this kind of radio, not only should you get your head examined, you should get a few other things examined. That's why we love you. That's why we need you. People like you, as NPR likes to say, people like you
and,
who keep this station
going. I'm sure this
going.
Gets said a lot on the all these marathon shows, but we don't take any underwriting, which basically allows us to do whatever we want here. There's literally... Like, no one's ever given me a note on my show. Like, you know, you should do this. I don't have an engineer. There's nobody. Like, you are left to your own devices to produce your own show every week. And that's why it's so great, I think. You know what I mean? Like, it's all on you. And no one would even think of making a suggestion that you change one instinct that you had on the radio, which is kind of incredible.
It is. Yeah, there's nothing, you know, this doesn't really exist anywhere. I mean, you know, it's also kind of sad because there's really nothing else in this tri-state area that has this kind of dynamic.
Not even college radio. I mean, college radio still have program directors and they still have like people telling them kind of what your show is going to be about, or like there's people are getting notes. Like if you have a show on FMU, you are completely on your own.
Yeah, you are your own programmer.
And I think that's incredible. And I also think that I've listened to a lot of shows over the years, and it's allowed people to get better. You know what I mean? Like they're doing this sort of artful thing on the radio, and they're evolving. You know what I mean?
Exactly. It is an organic way to hone one's creative skills. It's also the listener is
involved.
Involved. Yes. It's like a two-way street. You know, I've been listening to WFMU since 1986. I know
wow.
I'm dating myself, but I have learned so much, not just about music, about culture,
right?
About ideas, about creativity, the nature of creativity.
And just about the tri-state area, because it's a lot of local listeners. I've learned a lot about New York City. I've learned a lot about music events. I've learned a lot about
that's
art
right.
and culture that's happening right here, which is amazing because a lot of people aren't announcing a lot of these art happenings or these creative things or like a performance that's happening in Greenwood Cemetery with some free jazz thing or a art
right.
show or some cool, you know what I mean? Like there's just so many creative people here. And so you get this like complete breadth of, you know, the whole creative spectrum. Anybody that's doing anything creative is usually kind of covered here on the radio, which is an amazing resource.
It is. Yes, it is a sanctuary. It is a resource in these extremely dark times.
And the archives. You can go
exactly.
back. I mean, you could spend the rest of your natural life just listening to the amazing things that have already happened right here on WFMU, which I think is the thing that I treasure the most, personally.
And the beauty of that is that it doesn't feel like they've already happened. When you play them, it's feel like they're alive.
Oh my God. Is there anything, especially now that there's that new WFMU Bunker app?
That's
right. I love going back into finding like an old William Berger show or something that it's like, this is like incredible. You know, like that, that I think, and I think to myself, like that happened.
You can literally bring William Berger back to life.
Right.
With this incredible Bunker app. 1-800-989-9368. I have like a minute left. I don't know where Dan Boda is. maybe he's not even here.
Oh, we'll go into overtime. I'm fine with it. I'm ready to go. Keep going.
Now, okay, we need to give away this prize.
Okay.
Do we have a winner?
We sure do. Michael in Texas.
Thank you, Michael.
Is the big winner here.
Occult America, you're going to love it. You're not going to be able to put it down.
And we got one more last, Steven, who also pledged to my show, who's an amazing, I know him personally, and, he's a really great guy. And he said, this music sucks, yet I just can't stop listening. Thanks, Micah.
Thank you, Steven. Yes, it does suck, but we're not afraid, to play it and to celebrate it. Dan Boda is here. I'm going to let him get set up and, get my last dibs in. 1-800-989-9368. WFMU.org/donate is where you want to go.
You should do the station ID too.
That's right. Thanks for reminding me. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at WFMU.org. You ready to go?
It's been an absolute pleasure, Micah. Thanks. And you beat me. So there, you win. We'll see what's
Come on.
We'll see what's
nobody's winning. Nobody's look, it's all fun and games except for you. I know you're in it to win it. But that's okay.
Thanks, Micah.
All right.
Why is it not working? Hey, everybody. You're listening to WFMU. I'm Dan Boda. This is the Vocal Fry radio program. And welcome to the Marathon Edition. We just heard from Kenny Roberts, the king of the yodelers. And that was on 45. So if you were wondering if he was actually part chipmunk, you were not far off, but not actually part chipmunk, just instead a human yodeler but sped up about 100 to about 150%. the phone number here is 1-800-989-9368, where you, and this is the special 2 weeks of the year when you can show us through money that you love us. So why don't you do that? And you can also go to WFMU.org and check in there. And another place that is, could you grab me that CD? That is equally good to show that you love us. And by the way, I have a co-host. I have two co-hosts tonight. I have Abby from Mars here.
Double the co-host.
Awesome. And DJ Purple Haze.
Hello.
We're all here.
We're all here.
What color is my haze? I'm like trying to think.
Yeah, I know. Every green, every haze needs a color. Green? I don't know. I can't read auras. Maybe we gotta get Micah back here. Micah. What color is Abby's haze? No? Oh. He's distracted.
He's celebrating a successful first marathon show.
Yeah. Nice to have everybody out there listening. Thanks for tuning in to WFMU's Marathon. We always try to have fun for the 2 weeks of the marathon. Coming up a week from Sunday, the end of the marathon, is our Hoof and Mouth finale. Are you going to be singing at that?
Sure am.
All right.
You?
Yes. Hayes and I will be singing together this year. Yeah.
Oh, very good. Very good.
So looking forward to that very much.
Me too.
And yeah, everybody write that down on your calendars for two Sundays hence. The Hoof and Mouth Sinfonia live band karaoke with a DJ, a band made up of FMU staffers and DJs and all of your on-air favorite people. That's the, me and Abby and Hayes. We're your favorite people. If you didn't know that, this is what this show is for. Is for you to learn that and know that and fix it in your mind. Yeah. Yes. We're trying to be informative.
That's right.
And you get to see all your favorite staffers humiliate themselves, embarrass themselves, look like fools, sing. You know, you get to see how badly they are, how badly they carry a tune.
Lots of vocal frying, but not intentional.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yes, frying the vocals.
We love it. It's the most wholesome night of the year. For me, that's the sweetest thing.
It is such a good way to wrap up 2 weeks of marathon.
Totally.
Yeah.
Going out with a blast.
It is a lot of fun.
Is it too soon to thank some people?
It's no, never too soon. Go ahead. It's thank some people. Soon. Please.
Let's thank Christy from San Gabriel, California, who says, yay, vocal fry.
Yay. Thank you, Christy.
What else we got? We've got another message for the show from Mitch from Netcong, New Jersey.
Ah.
Says DB number one, keep those vocal cords in tune.
Ah, thank you, Mitch. Mitch is a great guy and a long-term supporter of the station. Always really good to hear from you, Mitch. And you too can be a long-term supporter of the station.
For life, even, as they
for
say.
For life? Swagging. Really?
Swagging for life. Maybe.
What does that even mean, swagging for life?
That's a good question.
I don't think anybody's ever actually defined what swag is to me.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question.
I know we have a ton of it, like more swag than you could wear in a month of Tuesdays.
Totally, yeah. I know at FMU it means like twice a year you're getting new T-shirts, new, all kinds of goodies.
Belt buckles?
Oh, yeah.
Shot glasses?
Oh, yeah.
messenger bags? I don't know. All kinds of stuff, right?
List goes on.
I think I have a WFMU lighter somewhere.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah. One of the, like, refillable lighters.
Even better.
We are going to listen to some music. We'll be back to thank some more folks and to chat some more. Stay tuned right here. WFMU, this is Vocal Fry, and keep the pledges coming in 1-800-989-9368 if you want to call in, or you can go to the website. WFMU.org/pledge is the place to go.
Ah!
All right. A little bit of throat singing music for you. Here on Vocal Fry, that was a Mongolian singer named Batsuk Dorje. I'm Dan Boda. This is Vocal Fry on WFMU, your spot every week where you can come and join in and listen to the sounds of all kinds of insane vocals in music from around the world. I'm joined tonight for our marathon by DJ Abby from Mars. Oh. How about that?
And now it's official.
Now it's official. And I'm joined by my co-host, DJ Purple Haze.
Happy to be here.
And, so we're raising money for WFMU. We're, and we're doing so in the best possible way to do so, which is by playing music that tries to answer the question, what's the weirdest sound people make with their voices? We have lots and lots
of places doing that.
What's that?
There's not a lot of places that are doing that, and that's what makes FMU so special.
I have a dream that we're going to fill the Barclays Center in Brooklyn with a huge audience with tens of thousands of people for a Vocal Fry concert featuring lots of yodeling, lots of throat singing.
Well, count me among them.
All right. All right. That's one seat down.
We're on our way.
Hayes had a good theory about how we could do this.
Yeah, I did. So, you advertise a hockey game at the Barclays Center. I think they do hockey, or
they do. Yeah, they do hockey. Yeah. The Rangers play there.
Yeah. Okay. You have the Rangers play the first half of a game of hockey, and then you go to halftime, and yodelers come on the ice and they perform a halftime show, and then the hockey players never come back on, and that's just it. A concert.
It's just a yodeling concert.
There you go. That's smart.
Captive audience.
Pull the rug out from underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then everyone will be a yodeler fan, a yodel fan that they didn't know they were. The yodel fan within will come out.
Surely everybody who isn't already a yodeling fan would be if they just could open their hearts and...
I mean, I think that's really all it takes is opening your heart to the yodel.
Totally. That's what I feel like about a lot of, like, weird things. It's like, if a lot of people just gave it a chance, they'd really be like, this is actually so cool. And FMU is definitely a place where I've had that experience of being opened a lot to things I wouldn't have looked for otherwise, wouldn't have thought were cool. But, you know, if you're the kind of got a heart that'll give something a chance, it's like... You're going to find a whole world.
Yeah, there's so much music out there. It's stunning how little gets totally listened to or played a lot of places.
It's like how we've only explored a very small fraction of the ocean.
Right.
You can only ever listen in your lifetime to a very small fraction of the music in the world. But you know, you should always be trying to seek out more, trying to learn more.
Totally.
It's hard to imagine, you know, that there are, you know, that there's like Latvia, right? And there's like millions of people in Latvia,
right.
And they're listening predominantly to music that we've probably never heard of or don't know anything about.
Yeah.
And they have all kinds of different genres
totally.
Of music in their world. And, you know... And a lot of it is just inaccessible to us because we don't speak the language or know about the culture. So that's one of the things we try to kind of break down here by going across genres, across time periods, across sort of stylistic backgrounds or whatever. And we're just, you know, and like it's been fun to be having, you know, Vocal Fry, like the weird vocal techniques as a hook to kind of explore all kinds of music, but it all kind of hangs together through this, you know, shared focus.
Totally. Can I ask when and why you started doing this specific show theme? or how long you've been collecting this particular, you know, niche.
It's been a long time. That's some of the equipment that Jim the Poet destroyed earlier. He was talking about that on air. And that's also why we need donations, because things like happen, like, you know, my co-host's microphone just falls apart without being touched.
Broken?
This is real.
I don't know.
This is live.
I have been, I've been listening to like weird vocal music for a really long time. I don't know, like, if there's sort of a first thing, but my wife sings like Balkan polyphonic music.
Cool.
And was the director of a choir of that kind of music in college. And
you say sings like she still does it, but I've never witnessed that in my in my life. No.
Oh, well, we're gonna have to correct this deficit. This I mean, this is an essential part of your education that's been neglected.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you bring up, you know, things you've done in your life that seem like very, very big things, and I'm like, how have I never heard of this before? You're like a whole person outside of my existence. That's crazy.
Yeah, I love the whole like world outside your existence experience. It's kind of fun. Yeah, so I don't know. When I was doing, I did a show called Airborne Event at WFMU that I guess started in like 2000. Mm-hmm. And before that, I did radio at WMUA, which is at UMass Amherst.
Sure.
And I started off at Oberlin College's radio station, WOBC.
Nice.
I was not a student, but I lived in Oberlin. That's a long time ago, too. That was in like the you know, the mid '90s.
Sure.
And I remember playing like weird vocal music, not like as a focus, but just that was part of what I was, you know, into.
Yeah.
On WOBC, so I'm not really sure where it came from. Maybe it came from, it probably came from the fact that I was raised fundamentalist and we spoke in tongues.
Oh, sure. No kidding. No kidding.
Yes, so I like grew up around glossolalia and speaking in tongues.
Oh, and you had to speak in tongues. You had to like pass a test, correct?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And you had to do it multiple times.
Well, once you learn to do it, you're expected to just do it as a form of worship, like every time you're in a worship service.
Wow.
But didn't you once tell me that you failed and you had to?
Yes, I totally failed at learning how to speak in tongues several times. Yeah, so it's sort of like, well, what supposedly is happening is that the Holy Spirit is coming and inhabiting you.
Of course.
So you're being possessed by the Holy Spirit, who then speaks through you to worship itself, God. It's part of God. It is God. But anyway, so you don't have to think about all that. What you, in fact, the more you think, the harder it is to do. So there's these calls periodically in the church, and they say, you know, anybody who wants to, you know, they talk about what the gift of tongues is, and they recite from the book of Acts and, you know, all this stuff. It was like taking me back to like when I was 10, you know, and they explain it, and then they call people up, and people who can't speak in tongues, who want to, you know, have a deeper relationship with God, come up and like are kneeling and praying, and then there are all these like elders from the church, and then a bunch of other like sort of weighty people get up and come up, and then they sort of surround all the people who are there.
Oh.
And everybody's kind of singing or chanting in tongues over you and laying their hands on you.
Amazing.
And so you have this like huge group. You're like in the middle of this like huge huddle with all these people with their hands on you, and everybody's going and then there's, you know, somebody praying in this really trancy way. They're like, you know, yes, Lord, thank you, Lord. Please come to Dan.
Whoa.
Bless him with your presence, Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, And there's this patter, you know, and then they're really close to you and they're like talking into your ear, you know.
Yeah.
And there's like five or six people up there, maybe four people, something, you know, whatever, a couple people. And then there's like somebody talking to each of them. And then they're just like, just let it come, just let it come, yeah. just speak, just let the Lord guide your voice. Totally. And then you just sort of like, I mean, I remember the first time I failed because I'm like totally in my head, you know,
right.
and I'm
right.
like thinking all the time. And I've never been hypnotized
because I'm just like,
you're too locked in.
I'm just like analyzing everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't get lost in your voice. Your voice is like, what's happening? What's the technique?
Yeah.
So it's sort of like hypnosis, really. So you just kind of let yourself go. Eventually I did. And you know, just like get over the fact that I'm going to feel like ridiculous for just like babbling nonsense. Because you're kind of conscious, you know, you're not like possessed by some spirit and like in some other world. You're just like, it's just like 12-year-old Dan kneeling on like the synthetic carpet of this church, you know? Yeah. And
totally. Yeah, I can
but then
imagine.
I just started babbling, and then they encourage that. You
right,
know? Like
right.
They're like, "Yes, yes, oh, wonderful! Thank you, Lord." Yeah. So I guess maybe that's probably the genesis of all of this.
That like
it turned into
so
this empire of weird vocal music.
Absolutely.
Maybe all of your research and searching for this weird vocal music is really the Holy Spirit that is inside you trying to
you're smart,
your body.
It's like you've taken it out and you're like using like a surrogate. The radio show is like a surrogate for the speaking in tongues, so you don't have to do it yourself.
Or it's like you know, God is just using me.
Yeah.
You know, like God uses people to like, you know, do what God wants. Man, I never thought I'd be saying that kind of stuff on the radio.
Maybe we should switch subjects.
Awesome.
And, you know, and while we're talking like that on the radio, it would be a good time to ask people to pledge and donate money, right?
Let's see if the Lord can move you to put 800-989-9368 onto your phone. Or just keys onto the WFMU.org/pledge. Throw some change our way and you'll be rewarded with this elusive swag we were talking about earlier.
Oh my God, there's so much swag. Oh my God, we
so
have things to
it.
Give away. We have, let's tell people about some of the stuff we have to give
away.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
First off, there's a couple of CDs we can give out.
True.
And I guess we'll start, speaking in tongues, with Faye Victor's CD called We've Had Enough on ESP Disc. And she is kind of like a post-scat, like in the jazz tradition vocalist from New York. She is amazing. And, it sounds kind of like she's speaking in tongues sometimes, for sure.
Yeah, I like post-scat as a category. That's cool. And just to let folks know, this is only during this show that you can win these CD prizes. So that's like a pledge right now and you're in the running sort of thing. Do it live.
That's right. You have to pledge now. At 1-800-989-9368 or WFMU.org.
That's right. And I want to thank somebody who's in the running because he did pledge during this hour. Sean from Fort Collins, Colorado, who says this show goes great with cooking dinner. Thank you,
Sean. All right. Thanks, Sean. Great to hear from you. And let us hear from you if you haven't pledged. If you have already, maybe you want to increase your pledge, you can email upyours@wfmu.org and let us know how much you want your pledge to be upped. So we put together that email address to make it easy and handy for you.
Totally.
So speaking about other prizes, right? There's like this insane, it's like the Talmud, the WFMU marathon. It's like there's like these really complicated lore that you have to like somehow get out there. So all the DJs put together prizes called premiums, you know. So my premium this year is a CD collection of, of weird vocal fry covers of popular songs. It's called, what is it called?
It's
called, yeah, fries with that. Popular song served deluxe. And it includes a bunch of covers of, you know, songs that you probably know otherwise. So let's hear, we're going to hear Faye Victor first, and then we'll hear a version of a song that you definitely know from Fries With That as an example. And Fries With That, if you pledge $75 or more to FMU, you can choose that as one of your prizes. And, you know, you can split up pledges as well over, you know, as a monthly pledge, and we add up like what the yearly amount would be. So pledge, you know, $10 or more a month. Yeah, you'll be able to pick out that collection.
Yeah, that counts.
Should we play music then?
Oh, let's do it. Let's fry some vocals.
I don't know.
That was fun. There you are, Abby.
Fabulous. Fabulous. I appreciated the lyrics more than I think I ever have in that song.
Right.
They're
very clear.
Oh, no. For those listening, the rubber band popped off the microphone.
It's because we have to buy cheap rubber bands, and so they fall apart, and it hit me in the nose. I'm bleeding, but, you know. We'll sacrifice anything.
Blood, sweat, and tears for Freeform Radio.
Yeah, that's right. Donate money to WFMU at 1-800-989-9368 or at our website, wfmu.org/donate. And we'll buy better rubber bands that won't cause corporal injury to the DJs.
Yeah.
Or maybe we won't even have to use rubber bands anymore. And
some
duct tape.
More sophisticated technology.
I think like the duct tape and rubber band companies are like, no, don't do that. WFMU keeps us in business. Yeah, that was the Muppets Barbershop Quartet. And also, did you notice that they sanitized the song?
Someone in the comments already pointed that out.
Oh, wow. Our listeners are pretty quick. Yeah, they totally sanitized it. No libido in that song.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I like this version.
That was a lot of fun. And before that, Faye Victor's Sound Noise Funk. We heard Te Ara Wakamua, The Way Forward, from her album We've Had Enough.
Which we can give away now.
Let's do that. Yeah, let's give that out to somebody.
Let's see. Can we have a little randomization over here? Winner of the Faye Victor CD is Christy from San Gabriel, California. Congratulations,
hey,
and thanks
you,
again,
Christy,
for pledging.
All right. Thank you very much, and let's give away something different now. Let's give away the Harry Parch album. This is a album called The Bewitched. It is a dance satire composed in the 50s, I want to say 54, by Harry Parch. Do you know who Harry Parch was?
It's a name I recognize, but I don't know much context. I don't have... Yeah.
Harry Parch is a true American weirdo. He was, you know, like a child of the Great Depression, gay, spent a lot of his time riding the railroads during the Depression, living as a hobo.
Nice.
At the same time, reading in like public libraries Greek musical philosophy from the ancient world. And developing his own system of microtonal music with like a 72-note octave. And he ended up building in the 50s and 60s all of these instruments of his own making.
Dang.
So there's recordings from the original groups. This is a recording of a group called the Harry Parch Ensemble, but it's a contemporary group. And, so his compositions are, like, a mixture of, like, really funny and really kind of, like, airy and mystical sounding. Mm-hmm. So kind of a cool figure. So we're going to listen to a little bit of The Bewitched, a dance satire. This is from Scene 10, Background for the Demonic Descent of the Cognoscenti While Shouting Over Cocktails.
I want to thank, before we hear it, just a pledge that came in within the past, you know, handful of minutes from the mysterious name Potato Potato
from Iowa,
who says, thanks for all the weird and wonderful music. Thanks to this show, I was able to teach myself how to overtone sing.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
So cool.
This show is educational.
That's success right there. Potato, potato, or is it potato?
Oh, that's a good question.
It doesn't say, right?
In their username on the comments, they have an 8.
Oh,
so it's potato.
Thank you.
Oh, true. I guess it's very, very clear.
It is way more clear, and I should have known. So I want to play this Harry Parch, and we'll give away the CD. Call in or dial in on our website and donate money to support this freeform independent radio station that gets no institutional funding, no funding from the government, none of that kind of stuff, which turns out to be a really good thing
right about now. Right.
And we rely on your support. So give us support, and we will support you with all of these things that we have to give away, including this great Harry Parch Ensemble CD of The Bewitched, a dance satire, which I am going to play for you
right about now.
Thank you. Yeah, these are all Harry Parch's homemade instruments. It's kind of there's not a ton of performances of his music because you have to have access to the musical instruments that he made or make your own.
Truly his own world that he invented.
Yeah, his own crazy sound world.
Huh. So cool. Love it.
And we're back. It's the WFMU Fundraising Marathon. This is Vocal Fry here on WFMU. Your one-stop shop every week for weird, strange, odd vocals in music from all places, times, genres. Always trying to answer the question, what's the weirdest sound people can make with their voice? And I think we've been, you know, we got a little bit of a beat on it. We're getting there. A lot of throat singing and yodeling, beatboxing, conical, like, you know, Indian vocal percussion, Irish lilting. There's so many different kinds of yodel. Oh, my God, there's so many yodels. I did a marathon premium 1 year that was called Yodeling Strictly Forbidden, and it's all yodeling that isn't, like, called yodeling.
Incredible. What are some of the other like synonyms or version? What are the other? What are some names of these other?
I think a lot of people know like the baka, like the pygmy yodeling from sure. Africa. Like, sure. There's a bunch of different groups in Africa that do yodeling. Also, Bushmen in the Kalahari Desert do a kind of yodeling. Yeah. there's yodeling-like vocals in Finland. The Sami indigenous people of Finland do a thing called yoik that has some similarities to the yodel.
Yeah.
There's yodeling in the Republic of Georgia and their polyphonic singing.
Nice.
It's called criminchuli.
Wow, wow.
There's like a Romanian vocal style called naduli that's like, which means knots, and it's like these ornaments.
Cool visual.
That are like these like hiccups. Yeah.
I feel like the lesson learned here is that yodeling is just natural to all mankind. We all want to do it. We all know we want to.
Great minds think alike.
Yeah.
It's very, very beautiful and profound that, yeah, so many different types of people all over the world all had, you know, very similar ideas. We're all part of something bigger than ourselves, and that is the beauty of the yodel.
Well said.
I mean, could it be better said?
Don't think so.
Thank you.
I think you nailed it.
So how do we fill, you know, a huge stadium with yodel aficionados, yodel fans, right?
Yeah.
And present to them yodeling from all around the world. Well, we got that going on every Tuesday at 8 here on WFMU.
That's right. I want to thank Handy from Brooklyn, who's commented on the uniqueness of this program, saying, is Music of Mind Control into Vocal Fry the most WFMU transition on the schedule right now? Maybe, I don't know, but I do know that Vocal Fry is absolute appointment radio every week. Thanks for bringing us along on this ridiculous journey, Dan and DJ PH.
Thank you, Handy. Yeah, so great to have you along, and you know, that's another fun thing about the way we do stuff at FMU. Like, our website is not like, you know, the most like up to date, slick looking thing, but functionally it has like a comments board attached to the playlist where like there are people there right now. I see comments scrolling up, you know, and it's just so awesome to hear from folks. I can't keep up with it when we're doing the marathon, but
And so many fun, special, useful features, like there's lists of the most commonly played music, and there's advanced searches where you can, if you really want to know who's played a certain track or a certain artist, you can look it up. So many tools at your disposal.
Some of those are designed because we used to get a lot of phone calls, and we still get emails. They're like... It was like a Tuesday in February in 2022 when I heard this song, and I haven't been able to get it out of my head ever since. And does anybody know what that is?
Totally.
It's really kind of odd how many of those there
are.
And then my my wife grew up in Staten Island listening to FMU, and her and her friend in high school had a tape, and on it was a song. They had no idea. It sounded like it was called Autumn at the Automat, just based on the lyrics. And they were like, I have no idea. And so after I'd been here for a while, they were like, they had lost the tape, but they just remembered the song, and they would sing it to each other. And I emailed the list, and it was like, you know, our initial the web developer, Henry, who did a show here for a while, and he had played it.
No kidding.
Yeah. And he was like, oh, yeah, that's this album.
That's so funny. So many little mysterious gems that are like, you'll hear them once, and then, yeah, they're hard to find, or, you know, they're not just floating around in the cultural zeitgeist there, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And you find a lot of that kind of stuff on our archives, you know? So since about 2000, pretty much every show, I guess that's pretty much the entire time I've been here. It started like shortly after I came on to FMU. There have been, all the shows have been recorded, you know, live streamed and then recorded initially in real audio.
No kidding.
Yeah. And now converted into MP4s so you can actually play them because nobody knows how to play real audio anymore. But yeah, we had like years of real audio archives.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, and I don't know, for like 10 or more years, they've been like, we've had like clickable playlists where you can sort of click on the link next to the song and it'll pop you to that part of the archive.
Totally.
And there are a lot of pieces of music that I look for where the FMU archives are where it pops up.
Totally. Like, totally.
You know, or like maybe YouTube, right? Like there's a lot of like obscure music on YouTube, but stuff that you can't find that isn't on, you know, the streaming services, a lot of it is in our archives.
Yeah, yeah. And combinations of things, too. It's like something super obscure paired with, like, I don't know, some sub-pop early. I don't know. That's not a great example. But, like, yeah, it's just like people making connections between things that you wouldn't think to make. And it's kind of that creative exercise of, I don't know, saying something new with things by putting them next to each other in an interesting way.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're sort of getting at the essence of what freeform is, right?
Yeah,
it's making like connections that are unexpected, right? And like that cross the kind of like ordinary bounds, right?
Totally, totally.
Abby, how did you get into doing radio?
I was a big Devo fan when I started college. I was like, where am I going to find somebody who knows what Devo is and cares about this as much as I do? That was specifically the thing in my head as I walked through the club fair and found WPRB in Princeton, where Mike Lupica is the educational advisor and, you know, taught me the magic of freeform very early, very in the first, you know, couple of months of getting involved in radio there. And then got tours of FMU from him over the summer with the other students who were working there over the summers. And this was always the station that we looked up to as like what we were trying to do at PRB. And then I moved to New York and after college and I was like, I got to get involved. So got to keep doing this thing that I love.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And your show is when? Tell people when they can find you.
Saturday nights, midnight to 3 a.m. Actually, Vocal Fry related. I have one of my prizes that I will be giving away on one of those Saturday nights is an entire cassette of throat singing.
Awesome.
Ensemble Tikoro, I think they're called, from Indonesia.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
So, I don't know. I've got some similar. We got some overlap here.
Yeah.
Totally. Big time.
Yeah, it's sort of funny because I keep like hearing, you know, like Micah keeps playing like cult music on the show right before me, Mind Control, that has like weird vocal techniques in it. And he'll be like, oh, Dambot is going to kill me when he gets here.
It's a perfect transition.
But no, I don't own Vocal Fry, right?
You could copyright it.
Somehow Vocal Fry became like a general term for all of this like weird vocal music.
Yeah?
When really it's just the way I talk.
Oh, we got another thank.
Yeah,
to
we
thank.
Got more people to thank.
Happening.
We'll get to that in a minute. I'm going to leave you with a little bit of yodeling for a second here.
Sounds like a plan.
Keep the pledges coming in, 1-800-989-9368, WFMU.org.
Und im letzten Abendsonnenschein wandern wir zurück zu zweit in das grüne Tal hinein. Unser Jodelgruß klingt zum letzten Mal von den Bergen in das Tal. Unser Jodelgruß klingt zum letzten Mal von den Bergen.
Not bad.
No,
do you ever
not
imitate
bad at all.
Do you ever imitate what you're listening to, like when the mic's off and you're doing your show? Does that ever
sometimes.
Happen? I feel like I would do that all the time.
Yeah.
I'd be like, ooh,
more like in the car. That. I definitely do that in the car.
Heck yeah.
So this is the FMU fundraising marathon right here at WFMU, listener sponsored. This is the listener sponsored part, Freeform Radio. Pledge at 1-800-989-9368, WFMU.org. We have a Harry Parch CD to give away, right?
We do.
And we have some people to thank.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I
want
to thank, this is so cool, Mark in Tasmania.
Awesome.
Amazing.
Wow.
Says, thanks, Dan, for digging out the outliers of the vocal cosmos. Ditto, your show is appointment radio. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Should we give away the CD from the pledgers of the past, you know, hour?
Yes, we should. Let's do that.
Let's do it. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Randomization technique. Thank you. We are going with Potato in Iowa. Potato.
You win from potatoes.
So
keep the pledges coming. 1-800-989-9368. WFMU.org. Jesse Jarno is here. He's got a show for you. What's that? Oh, yeah.
Yodeling?
You want to hop on mic and yodel for a little bit?
How much are you pledging?
Jesse's here to do the Frau Show. Oh, I did that thing. The Frau Show is here every Tuesday night from 9 to midnight. And so stick around because Jesse's show is awesome. What are folks listening to, DJ Purple Haze?
So glad you asked. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM or online at WFMU.org.
Abby, thank you so much for coming in this week.
It was a treat.
And thanks to everybody in the phone room who's volunteering to answer phones. We've got people in and out of the station all through the next couple of weeks. And It's really awesome to have so many people kind of pulling together to make this whole thing happen. Thanks a lot. I'll be back with you again next week. Tune in, Abby, with DJ Stashew will be here next week with me.
Nice.
Tune in for Abby on the weekend.
Yeah.
I will be with Cricket on Saturday morning and then with Carol for Sirius Moonlight Sonatas on Sunday 6 to 9, a slot I did for like 5 years back. So hopefully reconnect with some of the listeners who are awake at that time.
Nice.
Thanks a lot, everybody, for tuning in. And stick around for Jesse.
Yes.
Und die Monks gleich weiter mit ihrer neuen Single, Oh, How to Do Now. Long time today. Make
Frasketeers. Welcome to the WFMU 2025 Marathon. This is Jesse. This is the Frow Show. You're listening to Basic. And you can pledge $20 to get in the running at 989. I forgot the number. Hi, help me out, Faye.
800-989-9368.
It's been a year. 800-989-9368 or WFMU.org. And we'll talk to you in a while.